I promise over the next 60 minutes, I will not come up to your window and knock and hold out a bucket and ask for loose change. I promise I will not do it. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by soon. We will have more foods that make you stink. Watch out. You're going out for dinner today, going out for a nice lunch. I don't know. You better watch out, because what you eat today may turn you into an olfactory nightmare to those who matter most to you tonight. So we will help you through this. Then, innocent habits that can take years off your life. Are you doing any of them? You might be doing one right now, so you better stay tuned. Then Christina and I will play another edition of the Choose the Fake Headline game. We start things off this hour with my ride home from the supermarket last weekend. It's summertime across the nation, across suburbia. We've got people walking around in the streets collecting money. Why? For the youth sports leagues, for youth cheerleading, for the band so they can take a trip somewhere. For anything. Wait a minute. First of all, shouldn't the parents be paying for these things? And what about those school taxes? Shouldn't they be paying for all these activities? I don't know. Anyway, there I am driving home, a very busy intersection in my part of suburbia, and it's red, that light. So I'm sitting there, I'm about six or seven cars back, two lines. The light turns green, nobody moves. Nowadays, it's because everybody's staring down at their phone. They start to move and everybody slams on their brakes. Why? Because here comes some woman in her late 40s who decides, I didn't see if anybody in that Honda wanted to give me money. She's got to walk up and knock on the window. Are you kidding me, honey? Really? Get off the roads. Get out of the streets. It is so annoying. And how dangerous is this? The light turns red, and these women just start walking into the street. And you got fathers as well across the street. Please. You know, it's one thing to just walk by, but to come up to the window, and if you don't acknowledge, and bang, 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 to knock on the window, for lack of a better term, that is quite ballsy, folks, is it not? And they did not have any sort of identification as to who they were, where they were from, what they were representing. It was just a bucket. And you had to look off to the side of the road where there was this dilapidated, weather-worn piece of cardboard with stickers on it. And it was for the local cheerleading association. I love cheerleading, don't you? We all do. But I don't need you walking in the streets when I'm trying to drive, knocking on my window, asking for 50 cents. And it's amazing the towns will give permits so this can take place. When I was a kid, you had to raise money for Little League. You had to sell candy bars. Back in the day, you went knocking door to door. Well, that's pretty damn stupid nowadays. But what they do have is standing outside Walmart, standing outside Target. You have people, you have kids with their parents, and there they are soliciting for loose change. No problems, but not in the streets. These people are downright stupid. They're going to get hurt because they believe that everyone will want to donate to their cause. And what I noticed was out of about 15 cars, I think two literally rolled the window down and threw a couple of quarters into the bucket. Other than that, you're just taking a big, big chance of getting hurt. And when you have everybody slamming on brakes, you increase the possibility of traffic accidents. I wonder if you rear-end somebody, just tap them, no big deal. Can you take it out on the cheering association? Whoop, she was out in the street, and the guy slammed his brakes in front of me, and I hit him, and you know what? She shouldn't be walking around, because any other time of the day, that's called jaywalking. It's not called fundraising, and it's quite dangerous. How much money do you think they really made that day? If what, one out of every seven cars throws 50 cents and they're standing there for 3 hours, maybe they took in $75 to $100 for the day. Is that really going to help the cheerleading association? Where's mom? Well, mom's at the doctor. She got hit by a car because she was out soliciting quarters in the streets. So we can go to the cheerleading tournament next Sunday. There's got to be a better way, folks. Foods that make you stink. That's right. They're coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.